strengthen you. I know that every one of us has come not just to see God, but to see God through a man. And have helped us to establish that our claim in scripture, that it's possible for a man to desire to see you, to see me, and to impart unto us spiritual gifts to strengthen us. Like I told us earlier about the fact that something changed in my life because a father hugged me. And I told us that I have a father here again today who has a passion for us even than we have passion for him. Papa was determined to be here this night. He was determined. He was determined. A lot happened, but Papa was determined that he wants to be here. And I actually want to apologize to Papa. I'm very sorry, sir. For every inconvenience, I'm very sorry, sir. Can we tell Papa that we love him? And there is nothing he can do about it.
Love you, sir. We love you, sir.
Papa, we love you. And there is nothing you can do about it. I'm very sorry, sir. I have to write these things down so that I will not forget. I tell you, Papa sacrificed so much to be here this night. Now, when I saw Papa, my head actually swelled up. He swelled. And the first thing Papa told me was that if not for relationship, he wouldn't have come. Papa, I don't take it for granted. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, sir. We are very grateful. I actually saw a vision that Papa was here, but it was looking like my vision was probably not vision 2020. But I'm very grateful. I was even looking scared when I got back. I was looking at our numbers and I'm like, Kai, this place is small for a lot of things that will happen. It's very small. We are trusting God that He's going to help us. So if I want to very much see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. Living world, let me drink
of you.
Holy Ghost,
let me drink of you. Living water, living water, let us drink of you. Holy Spirit, living water, let me drink from you. Holy Ghost,
Holy Spirit,
let me drown in you.
He is only an immortal spirit that can produce these things that you are seeing. He is only an immortal spirit. No man can do it. No man. No man can do it. You may look at Papa that he was telling Rabbi. He said, do I look younger than the way you thought? But Kai Shaka Paragadilaman Sekete Paragadi. Bring the Holy Ghost. Bring the Holy Ghost. We need understanding for some things. We need understanding for some things. Hey, Jesus. We shout to Jesus.
Whoa.
I want to welcome my father. Apostle. Thank you.
Ah.
God. Transfer. Transfer. Thank God. So you are shaman now. I celebrate you. All these praises you are giving me, I'm not one. I'm a very little boy. If you know me before, you will understand what I'm saying. The reason why some of us are here is because we are accurate testimonies of how far God can bring a man. He is not interested how you look, where you are. In fact, the testimony that men bear about you as of the present, we bear indeed testimony that God can take the low things of the earth. He can take the foolish things of this earth and confound the wisdom of the wise. I'm an example. And many years ago, just keep it like this. And many years ago, I was also serving. 2014-2015. Prayer sector, Ogun State. So I understand this atmosphere. And I need to tell you that that was the greatest season of my life. There is never a season I entered with clarity than that season. The time I was coming, encounters, I was into conviction. I could tell where I'm going. Had an encounter about January 2014, and between then and when I went for youth service, a lot of things God was telling me. So by the time I arrived, I knew that there was an assignment. So when we came not as humans. We came as people that we are sent. Pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. There has been war in heavenly places. It's you that is not aware. What I'm just trying to do is to bring you up to speed. Part of the reason I insisted on coming is because of that warfare. And actually, we saw it many ways. So we started praying before I came. And we trust God to prove some of the things that I'm saying. You know, if you talk and there is no proof, then you might be fake. Is it not true? So we will trust God that the same covenant that is in NCCF, in my own opinion, from our research, that is one of the strongest covenants you have in this nation. There is never a man yet that served God with all his heart. NCCF, that God forgot, is not possible. The covenant is too strong that even Nigeria has in their constitution. What the man saw was when youths are being paid to preach the gospel. You don't know why they are paying you your alawi. You thought it's to buy new shoes. The alawi is to preach the gospel. And God bears me witness that the things I'm telling you, I did it. I was in orientation camp. I don't know what you people call it. We call it capitation those days. I didn't even think twice. Now, when you do those things initially, it will seem as if you are foolish. Then after many years, it became obvious that some of us embodied all the encounters, all the dealings of devils during service here. Believe it or not, I'm warning you now. You see, God can be moving amongst you. At the end, the people that we embody that movement will not be the people that you expect. There must be systems to trap the move of God. So that anytime you look at those people, they will testify that there was once a time that God moved in the midst of his people. I was in that vision and I saw what was opened up to me was the meeting place of NCF in Ogun State, Shagam camp. And then I saw the... When I saw it, I said, where is this? God did not answer me. It was then that I began to understand that when I'm going to youth service, it's an assignment. And I began to prepare myself. Listen to me. Because my target is to leave you with a burden. A man that lives without burden is an aimless man. Why are you on earth? Why are you alive? To waste space and waste food. And then they will count you like the men they counted before Enoch came. They said they married and gave birth to children. You were just, they summarized your life under one chapter. May you not be like that. When they talk about the generations of men that came before Jesus came, there were pointers along the generations. Men like David, men like Abraham. They will say from Abraham to David is 14 generations. Who are the people in between? Who are them? Why is it that is those names that they use to punctuate seasons and dispensations as it pertains to God's work and workings in and with men? Be that man. And one of the things I found out is that when we gather like this and you look at people by their facial expression, you will never know the man. It is the business that you do in the secret and the desire that is in your heart is the burdens that you carry. By the time I entered, of course we fasted a lot, but me, I entered with a 72 days fast. I know you think I'm lean now, but I used to be half this size. I was not bothered. I was bothered that what will happen to 1 year? What will happen to 1 year if I come back? What testimony will I bear to my God? That was what is bothering my heart. I arrived and people are doing many things. I will stay where they are doing Saeed. I will put my earphone in my ear. Of course, we fasted throughout the 3 weeks. Why are you eating in the morning? Where have I seen you before? Otot, right? Wow. My friends are here. As you woke up in the morning and ate, where did you get information from? Go and check the scripture. Men that wake up early and eat and drink, they never amount to anything. I'm not even talking about believers. I'm talking about serious businessmen. They forget about food. Believe me, I grew up in a business area. They forget about food. They leave 5 before they remember food is about 3 p.m. and they're fasting. Something is consuming them. It's because that burden is not in your heart. That's when for many things. You have time for food. You have, if they say pray, you are not praying. You don't have body. Have God showed you the weight of your destiny? Have you seen it? If you see it, cry. Jesus is the Son of God manifested in the flesh, but he stayed at Gethsemane. The glory of God is strong in this place. My friends are here. He was groaning, and the scripture testified that the sweat that came out of him was like droplets of blood. What is Jesus still praying for, my brother? What is he praying for? This is a man that has seen miracles. People have called me and said, you are anointed. See the way God is using you and the things that is happening. Why are you still groaning like this? They have not seen what I've seen. They have not touched the body in the heart of God. There are places we have entered, and when we came out from there, our life changed. The morphology of our inner man was mutated to accommodate the things that are eternal in scope. How much can you contain? You don't know how much God wants to work in this our generation, but men are lacking. I look at people feel everywhere, but God is still saying, I need a man. And I was weeping. In my prayer place, I'll be weeping. That is why my desire is to raise sons, raise men. How long does it take for God to have a man? How long does it? It was 3 years and apostles rose. Why did, since you were born, are you not born in church? How far now? At least I know you since campus. How far now? can make our portfolio. And there is nothing to in the spirit that God will lay hands on to begin to manifest his agenda. What we just did is just service. I'm not happy in saying this, but we are many that we are doing it that time, but we are not many now. We are not many now. And there are even most of us that we are not part of the executives, but God is using them mightily. Don't be intimidated by the post. When I entered, I knew it was not about the post. It was about assignment. As you are in the post, he gave you a privilege to accomplish an assignment. So anytime you are in your post, the assignment is superior to the post. By the time you are through, the question that is asked, has assignment been accomplished? Because we are there is a lady, I will not call her name. When we were in camp, we were praying. The lady began to serve with us and became too busy. She'd be doing the executive work till 3 a.m. Her prayer life left. I was warning her. Hold your neighbor to face to face. Ask God if you are looking for a man to use in this generation. Let me be that man. Let me be that man. If you are serious with this, your prayer, God will find you. God will find you. Kaina marande bobo sosanda brata pahata. Kai brede beko sambrata papora sande. You are not praying. Kabora sasambre. Kaina mora tambre tahata. Kai brede bete kumbreta papamana hataba. Sambre te benetura pambrata batata. Sambre to pakuanta. Wanda papora sasada bante brede peteria. Kai temo. Kai la pamahate la. Samante kamora sata kambre da bahatai. Hai kamora sata panta brata papaha. Hai ala bosa. Hai koma tapale. Ika bonda rada hasa tendia. Hai kambre. Shenta bakale. Hai ini la barasante. Kamale la kaya. Parasola.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pray some more, 1 minute. There are a few people that God has identified, and as you pray in the next 1 minute, the hand of God will come on them. It will be very strong. 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 Help me and find them, Holy Ghost. Help me and find them. By power, Find them. Find them.
Apretora sasambre comanda babaila e comrete de desse ne manaka ambrata baba cambra paria cabra sasale embre cota cambra tapada tapala 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 tapala.
God, we bless a few people here with the spirit of prayer and supplication. Now, I tell you, prayer is a spirit. It's not one of the things you do in the flesh. There are many people that want to pray, but they are struggling. It is a proof that you can't do it in the flesh. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God.
Amen.
The spirit of prayer will fall on people now. We fall on people now. Stretch forth your hands, Holy Ghost. Stretch forth your hands. From my left to my right, from my front to my back.
such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus, 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 take it, 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 Holy Ghost! It's coming stronger. 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 There are three intercessors here. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will fall upon you now. To begin to function. 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 Holy Ghost. 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 In Jesus' name. Pray some more, pray some more. Saratabaha Koba Sota Papanaha Tapabeya Krambe Petelete Prete Petete Sita Paprata Papa Bokomo Bobo. Sabrata Papa Bokomanata Ambre Kopata Papaha Sosada Papaya Ambre Kota Kambre Dapata Sadia teleprente pepenetoka Ambra kapata papaparada pataha Sanianta papata Prabata papabora Siata paponda brata papaparata Ambre kota kambre tepeteya Siako, kapa, papa, 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 in Jesus' mighty name. You can be seated if you can. Put your hands strong, Holy Spirit. Put your hands strong. Put your hands strong. Put your hands strong. Put your hands strong. Put your hands strong, Holy Ghost. Put your hands stronger. 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 Put your hands stronger, Holy Ghost. Put your hands stronger. Put your hands stronger. Put your hands stronger. Put your hands stronger. Put your hands stronger, Holy Ghost. By power. By power. By power. Bring her, bring her. Bring her to me. Bring her. Put your hands stronger, Holy Ghost. By power. By power. By power. By power. Stronger, Holy Ghost. That's the hand of God upon you. Stronger, Holy Ghost. Stronger, 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 Holy Spirit. Stronger, 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 Holy Ghost, stronger, Holy Ghost, stronger, Holy Ghost, stronger, Holy Ghost, stronger, 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 stronger. It's too strong, my friend. It's too strong, my friend. Sila bafahasa sakamande embreko bakahasadia. Let the wells open. Let the wells open in the name of Jesus Christ. Open, 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 open. Philippians chapter 2. I just want to speak briefly on what I titled the naming ceremony. Many things we do upon the face of the earth is just a mirror of what is happening in the heavens. In fact, the plan of God is such that we are accurate on earth. We'll be able to mirror what is in heaven. That was why when Jesus was teaching them on the art of prayer, he said, told them, pray like this. And when he began to teach them how to pray, we found out that the way Jesus brought out the syllables for prayer, it was obvious that it was not an afterthought. Have you been there? Because the things were happening, and they met him and said, John has taught his disciples how to pray. But we noticed that you never taught us how to pray. So Jesus told them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven. It became obvious that the teaching that Jesus was giving them is already kept somewhere, waiting for the day that the need will come. It was taught because he just listed out a few things. And every one of them is a pillar and a structure of what God intended to bring from heaven upon the face of the earth. The content of that prayer cannot be understood by a natural man. For example, he said, Our Father. You need to be a Jew to understand what they were talking about. That was why when Jesus came and said, I am my Father, I want. And he said he is the Son. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of his... They killed him. Because to say you are the Son of God means that you are saying you are the same thing with him. So for the first time, the Jews began to see a different perspective of the God that they worshipped. Because the one they saw on Mount Sinai did not reveal himself as the Father.
For the first time, Jesus began to teach them that actually human beings can relate to God on the... You can say it's the word that was for... Find out that John is enjoining them to join them to partake of whatever was from the beginning has now been extended to humanity. It was then we realized that what was from the beginning was fellowship. There was an unbroken fellowship within the Godhead. It was the content of that fellowship that came out as the word, and we saw it physically. So John said that the real thing that we are having is fellowship with each other, which is a representation in our human nature, what was happening in the Godhead. He's trying to say that what the Godhead intended to do for us as church is to extend to us what they enjoy. Are you with me? That was why real church is called fellowship, because that is what is happening in the Godhead. In answer, I make a call to you. He said, not just that we fellowship with each other, but we also fellowship with who? Father. That was when we found out the real meaning of the prayer that Jesus told them. He said, our Father. That is where? In heaven. Where are you from? Kogi State. Yeah, I don't know who your father is. Probably a nice man. But this our Father is not from Kogi State. Our Father is from where? He's from heaven. Because the scripture testified, when he was talking about the Holy Spirit being given to men. He said, your earthly fathers, if you ask them for things, he said, when you ask them for fish, will they give you scorpion? He said, no. When you ask them for bread, will they give you stone? He said, no. He said, your father being evil, I know your own father. Your as good as your father is, Jesus said your father is evil. Your father being evil provides all these things for you. He now said, how much more with your heavenly father? So, in compare, your father is good, but in comparison with the heavenly father, he is evil. That is when we begin to understand the benevolence of the one that sits upon the throne in the size of the north. How far can he go to extend his love? How far? How far can he go to extend the riches of his bounty? He gave his only begotten son. That's when we know he can go any far. That's when we knew he can do anything. Remember, when believers come to worship God, an average believer worships God, and he thinks that when you worship God, it adds to his sense of being. Is it not how you think? That when you worship God, something is added to him. What the believer doesn't know, that the real example, the real explanation of love is that you love God to benefit. God is you that is losing when you don't love God. Are you with me? The reason why God enjoins you to love him is because of what you are losing for not loving him. The scripture testified about that man. He said that he is El Shaddai. Do you know what is El Shaddai? He is all-sufficient. The multi-breasted one. He is God all by himself. I mean, he is complete. And then after some seasons, he decided to extend the love and fellowship that was in him towards man. And that was when we found ourselves upon the face of the earth. So when you worship him, you are just helping yourself. Because it is in worshiping him that you now realize who you are. I want to open your eyes to a secret and to a mystery. And the reason why many believers stay around and they try to do things for God, just like me, and I was not able to do it. I was in UNN shouting now until I was passing through Lawn Tennis Court and they collected my new Nokia phone. That's when I knew I didn't have anything. I was playing Christian music on it. Don't think I'm playing in. I was playing Christian music. They collected my phone. Thank God they did not hurt me that day. But meanwhile, when we come out from there, we say, God is powerful. He can preserve you from COVID-19. You are not sure. It's just you are blowing hot air. When matter reach matter, people will disappear. We have seen it. You see, me, I speak by burden. I speak by burden because of the things I've noticed in the body of Christ. We talk. Now, something has entered. So, it's one, because we are in the last day. This is one. Others are coming.
So this one came and everybody hid inside. What will happen when others come? It became obvious that we are not prepared. Is it not true? It became obvious that something was lacking in our educational system in the body of Christ. That you cannot raise a certain man that can withstand some things. Jesus tutored them well. To the point that when they are saying they will kill them, they count it joy. What type of men are these people? He said, count it all joy. This time around, if something persecutes you or something happens to you, you rush to pastor and say, pray for me. I lost my job. Imagine if you preach in your mother's church and you did not pray for somebody, for some miracle to happen for the person. Wouldn't the people go? Me, I know they will go. Because I preach in my own father's church. Until I realize what the need of man is. That what man is actually after is God. When you give him God in a dimension that can help him to actualize his destiny, you have given him everything that he needed. Now, I need to tell you that the challenge is not because we don't have God, but we have not portrayed. There is a portrait of the true God. There is a God that you will reveal to men, they will thirst after him. They spoke about men those days that they killed them in the Roman Colossus. That some of them will be thrown to lions and they will be rejoicing and singing. And even the people that were killing them were saying, what is this thing that these people have? We need to have it. We need to have it. Where are those believers now? Where are they? And you have not been able to tap. Meanwhile, you need to know that man is God's plan from time to eternity. Are you with me? It was Paul that revealed to us in the book of Ephesians. He said that this is the plan of God. He said that in the dispensation of the end of time, that he will sum up all things in Christ. And we found out that we are the body of Christ. So it so happens that the plan that God has in time and in eternity is to propagate and fulfill his agenda with man. And that man is finding a particular shape that is called the church, the bride of Christ. He said that this is the eternal purpose of God. That the eternal purpose of God is that God will display his manifold wisdom to the principalities and powers. Through where? He said, through the church. And then we become participants and members of that church. The implication of that is that any dimension of God's glory and dimension of his wisdom that is needed, is needed to deliver a generation, to fulfill the mandate of God in a generation, we have to rely on the church to supply it. What I'm telling you is that when you see a problem in the society, when you see corruption in Nigeria, you need to trace it to the church. That means there is something about the educational system in the church that is corrupt and is raising corrupt people. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Pray in the spirit. 1 minute. 1 minute.
Papo rasa sada bante prete bete telia ambra kopata kambra tapata kambra da patada da.
You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began.
Pray more, pray more, pray more. Sinambre kosa samananta prata papa hai kapanokua. Jebronta papa kwanta papa na tembante predo kosa sala. Apre kopata kambre de penetelia. Jambre kopata padanta prato pata kambre de penadia. Ambre kopata pamananta papora. Zapatai la pekota kambre de penetele. Ipapara sasanamanda prata papanada. I break a pete cambre de penetele de peneta. Abraco pata cambre de panata.
Pray some more, pray some more, pray some more. Paraso sana baya. Keep your heart alive. Sasana. Ambreko pata hambreta babona talia. Jamanta breko pata kambrete letia. Jamanta kumbre de bere sosana mantada. Abraka pata kambreta manantalia. Aita kumbreta namanta babora sasale. Embreko pananta babata kumbre de pete. Ika ponda prata babora sasamanante brete baika pata ambrata pata kambrata pata kambrata itabo sasane akambrete borasa namantai. In Jesus mighty name. Listen to me. I finished from a program at Enugu one time, and a young prophet met me at the door. And the young prophet met me and called me, Samuel! I said, but my name is not Samuel. My name is Chinedu Joshua. Are you with me? He now gave me the word of the Lord for me. That was when I began to find out. I began to ask questions indeed. What are names? It was then I began to find out that there is a call of God upon my life to begin to raise. Have you heard of Samuel? What kind of man was he? The scripture testified about him and said he was a certain kind of prophet. And he's not just a prophet. He raised a prophetic generation. There is a school of prophets that is called Rama. It doesn't matter who you are. When you come to Rama, you begin to prophesy. Are you with me? It was there that Saul appeared. And Saul that didn't know anything, the Spirit of God came upon him. And the scripture testified about that kind of spirit. He said, when it comes on you, you become another man. Rama, Samuel. It was then I realized that my call is to that season, that there is a name. Are you with me? I told you that names are for functions. That there are many functions that we never deliver for God until you have been brought into the economy of certain names in the spirit. It will release upon you. I go. It will release upon you certain possibilities to deliver on the mandate. As I told you that Jesus needed to deliver on the mandate of pouring out the Holy Ghost. But it was not possible until he climbed up high. The scripture spoke about him. He said that they gave him a name that is above every other name. It was that testimony that Peter brought. So when I entered, I finished the meeting. They called me somewhere. I didn't know that from heaven, a new function has been released for me. Are you with me? It so happened that I wouldn't have been able to deliver on that function except I receive a name. I said I came for a naming ceremony. The reason why I came for a naming ceremony is that there are many callings, many functions that God has ordained you to deliver on. You will never deliver until a name has been given to you.
Except a name comes on a man, he will begin to live lesser than God ordained for him. Many things that Jesus knew that God is using, we use him to do. Anytime he appeared, he will say that it will be fulfilled, that it will be fulfilled, that it will be fulfilled. What are the things written about you? I tell you, you need a name. It was when that name, I heard it, they said somewhere, I began to gather men and we began to pray. After 2 months, you see men, they appear and they groan. Oh! It was the same spirit that came upon them. It doesn't matter whether you are Saul. When you come at Ramah, the spirit of the prophet who does what? Comes to you. All you need to do is to appear in Ramah. It was then that we found out that what Samuel needed was that name. And he began to operate in the territory. The testimony that was given about Samuel is that by his anointing, the whole territory of Israel was kept. Amen. When that young man called me Samuel, I almost objected until the Holy Ghost began to teach me on names. What is your name? No, we don't know your name. Wait first. Because I'm going to ask people their names. Because your oppression and capacity to deliver in the functions that God has delivered to you, given to you, is dependent on the large place that you have been brought. The name that you have been given in the spirit. Are you with me? Now, the young man said that names depict authority. And one of the things you must realize is that you cannot do anything for God except on the basis of authority. It takes authority to deliver for God. Are you with me? What territories, what they recognize is authority. What demons recognize is authority. What men recognize is authority. Anytime you appear, they begin to trace and see if there is a semblance of authority around your life. Whenever men look at you for long and they cannot trace any authority to your life, they cannot attest any functionality of authority, whether from darkness, whether from God, whether from the government, whether from anywhere. Any man that is without authority is a man to be subjugated. That man lacks the capacity to deliver on any mandate. If a neighbor man comes in your house like this, you have to confirm, is it not true, that somebody sent him? It's not just enough to say he carried ladder to come and remove your light. You need to know that he has the authority to do what he's doing. That means every function that a man is given, he needs an authority to deliver. It is because you have not found your name. And many things that God has ordained for you, you will never see them. I'm here for a naming ceremony. When the man called me somewhere, I knew that a new chapter has been opened up for me. You see, there are men that gather, there are pastors gathering people. They don't have a name. And that is why after 10 years, none of them will become anything in God. Because he takes a name to raise people. When Jesus says his disciples, he said, I give you my own name. Are you with me? He said what? I give you my name. It is because he has a name. I will yet show you that for you to be able to do anything in this kingdom, on this earth, you need a name. When you say you are doing this thing, they will say, who are you? Touch your neighbor, say, who are you? Who are you? You probably tell me the name that your mother gave you. I was doing you service. And one day I appeared. And one young lady looked at me and called me Elijah. I said, I'm not Elijah. I'm not Elijah. I began to study. And then I found out that there is what we call the spirit of revival. That the functionality of the spirit of revival is the spirit of Elijah. It has the capacity to turn the heart of the children back to their fathers. The spirit of Elijah is not about the nomenclature Elijah. It's about the function. Say the function. There is a function that name brings in the spirit. It comes with a large capacity to pray and then draw men. Elijah is principally an intercessor. You see, when you see him appear in Carmel, he said, before the Lord God whom I stand, there shall neither be dew nor rain. What you didn't know is what happened behind. It was the book of James that told us what happened. He said, Elijah is a man of like passions. What happened? He said, and he prayed earnestly. But when you appear, you like what he did. How many of you like it? You like to say, I call down fire. If I be a man of God, I call down fire. I think you must have preached with that place. If I be a man of God. And then when the things doesn't recognize, they don't recognize you. Elijah prayed, it was that spirit. He called me Elijah. And I began to study. What is even God saying? What is God saying? It was then I found out that men, you can have as many names as the functions that God has ordained you to actualize upon the face of the earth. It's not just one name people have. How many names does God have? It's you that thought he has one name. When you go to the Old Testament, when God heals, they call him Rapha. Is it not true? That has become a dimension of him that classifies that function, healing. Are you with me? Rapha. Shikenu. That classifies a dimension of his righteousness. That is a function. Is it not true? See, you will be limited in the functions that God has ordained for you until you enter into a process that will orchestrate a naming ceremony for you. When that naming ceremony has been organized from heaven, and then you are brought and you sit on your seat, then the functions that comes out of that naming ceremony will be manifest.
Kamahanda prata sasamanta kobra namahambreta kapadaha sanambreta kabahata.
It was after those seasons. Once this season comes, you can say such as I have, because you have a name. Is it not true? When you have it, you give it. God has many. Sometimes he calls himself El Shaddai. Sometimes he calls himself Elohim. These are names based on function. Say function. His names based on what? Function. The question is, when does a man receive that name? Because when we began to read about Jesus, the scripture testified. He said that he was given a name. Are you with me? He was what? That means, it seems as if they showed you what to do. If you do this thing, you receive the name. And once the name comes, it will enable a function from thenceforward. You see, many men have a very great destiny, but they never receive the name that it will take for them to deliver. The functionality of that destiny never manifested, because it takes a name. It takes a name for our generation to recognize what God called us to do. Some of you knew God called you when you are in the womb. Your mother told you. Is it not true? You have not received the name. When the name comes, your generation will know. Because the function that you bring to your generation is found in the name that you have. When you hear my name, what comes to your mind? There must be something that comes to your mind. Is it not true? That is the function. It's not about the name, the one you know in campus. It's about the function. Say the function. Say after me, the function. I'm not hearing you. Say the function. Touch your neighbor. Tell the person. Touch that lady. Touch that lady. Kai. 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 Sister, just try. Just try. I was in pastor's meeting. You must have heard this, my story. And pastor slept. They slept. We started around 10. And then by 4, pastor slept. Me, I wanted to sleep. And then an angel tapped me like this. What I heard it clearly. Said, give me 2 more hours. My brother, I was tired. But God told you, give him 2 more hours. Is that 2 more hours is more important than 20 hours tomorrow. The 2 hours then is more important than 20 hours next week. You see, young people, these are the things I started understanding. And I started living beyond the mistakes of my generation. It is given to young people to make a lot of mistakes. Are you with me? But when you understand that it's not about the activities, it's about obedience. If God tells you do this thing, don't go and be doing many things. Do that thing. As big or small, as hard as it is, that is where the reward is. The reward is not in quantity. The reward is in faithfulness, in obedience. Are you with me? So, these 2 hours that is remaining, is it too much of a price to pay? It's not. It's not. It's even nothing.
Ah.
To me, we are going to sing this song for 2 minutes, because as we started singing it, two angels entered. To show you that it's true, you will now see what will now start happening from now. And I'm not sure that's the last that will come. My God. My God, my God. My God, my God. Barasasana mahambre le de sesana ma ayatana manaka mamaniye sisana makona na mama monade aye. My God, my God. Sorana ne yere hey. In Jesus' mighty name. For every assignment that God gives you, there is a name that you need to deliver. Let me be hearing that sound. That is where the function lies. That is where the function lies. That is where the function lies. It's mortal men that despise the place of names. When you come in the spirit, every entity there does not interact with you except you come on the basis of names. It is those names that they respond to, that they react to. Anything else you bring is irrelevant. They are not interested in your, they are not interested in this suit I'm wearing. They are not even interested in your size. Are you with me? You can have very big size physically, but in the spirit you are thin like this. You are bogus, but in the spirit you are thin. They will identify you quickly and deal with you mercilessly. But men that have names in the spirit, they can operate anywhere. That is the license that you have to enter every place. Are you with me? When you bring that name, many things, and it's not just demons that respect you, angels. Sometimes there are angels that are functioning in this territory, in this area, even in this meeting. The reason why that their ministry has not been released is because there is nobody with name enough. Are you with me? To release their functions. You need to lay hold on names. So there are sometimes you come to some meetings. Has it not happened? You know God wants to do something, but that thing didn't happen. Is it not true? It's a name. You don't have, because what causes function is name. Are you with me? What causes function is name. There are many things God showed you. There are somebody met me and said that he was praying for somebody, and God gave them word that the person will be healed, and this one, and the thing didn't happen. Is the guy doesn't have name, because God showed his desire, but it takes a name to bring the function. Are you with me? The man doesn't have the name, and the function never came. So I need to ask you, how many things do you think God wanted to do through your life that never happened, simply because you have refused to subject to the process that gives you the name to function? If we can only have 5 people from this place with functional names. Do you have a functional name? What do they know you of in the spirit? You didn't know what happened to you in your campus now. I was trying to cast demon from one of the ladies. You know, were you there? The lady said, they know me. I said, ah. That's the first time I'm coming to South at all. Not to talk of Otoke. The lady said, she know me. And they are waiting for me. I said, how does somebody, me that has been in Southeast, I've gone to Northwest, but I've never gone to South before them. They said they know me. And they are waiting for me. Ah! It was then that I know that names can travel far in the spirit, and they will be there waiting for you. His function. People like A.A. Allen will appear and say that I am A.A. Allen, and then the demon will come out. Why? His function. Say function. Now, and I'm not categorizing this function just in ministry. Have you ever tried tomorrow? I don't know how many of you think maybe you are called to civil service, called to the banking sector, called to politics. You still need a name to function. A woman was made a bank manager, and she was made a bank manager, and Monday she will resume work. And they have been teaching her to go and get something. She was depending on her capacity to work hard. Until that day, when the day came, one of the things that happened is that she didn't know that her seat sat in the shrine throughout the weekend. She came on Monday and sat. Guess what happened? She was paralyzed. That is as a result of not having names. Do you know how many places we have sat that should have killed us? I finished from Motoke, and I left that same day, tomorrow. And I went to Futo. I preached that evening at Futo. And the things that we encountered there was so terrible that the guy that drove me home dropped me at my father's house. As he was going back, his car, the car tumbled 3 times.
It's not possible that somebody should come out alive, but the guy just broke one hand. That is the spirit of death has been, he has been trying to kill me, but where we are hiding? Where we are hiding? Where are you hiding? You need things. That's why Satan can come and be messing some people up. All the warfare prayer and fall and die prayer is not necessary for a man that has a name. It's not necessary. You can't just die. Why will you die now? Do you know how important, what you have touched in the spirit? Have you seen somebody trying to touch somebody? They tell the person that this is somebody, this person's daughter. Have you not heard it? Do you know his father? Do you know his father? So you don't know his father. That means whoever the father is has a name. And there are some people, when they meet them, like somebody like Jesus, when he was upon the face of the earth, they looked at him and said, is he not the son of Joseph? That means, according to the ranking of men, Joseph doesn't have a name. He doesn't have a name that can do business in high places. Brothers and sisters, we need to understand the naming process and the naming ceremony. I want to show you something. And then we begin to pray. Luke chapter 10. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the light of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory fall. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, would you come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory fall. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory fall. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through what? In Ezra. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning, what? Fall from heaven. Now, what does this show you? This is an indication of the fact that the result we have on the field is as a result of warfare that took place in the heavenly places. Are you with me? This is part of the things that people don't understand. That when, because there were 70,
And all of them went to different places and came back with the same result. That means that whatever culture that was given to them can survive in any media. Is it not true? You are not with me. How many of you study microbiology? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Uh-huh. The culture that Jesus gave them can survive on any media. So, two by two, they went to many places. But as soon as they planted there, it will germinate. Gave the same result. And the testimony they gave is that devils were what? Subject to them. Jesus told them, no, you don't understand. While you were on the field, something was happening in the heavens. And it was as a result of that thing that happened in the heavens that gave you the resource that you had on the field. Are you with me? See, anytime you see God moving in a territorial basis, it is a proof that there is a warfare that took place in the heavenly places. And Satan was discouraged. On that account, God can come on a territorial basis. It is no more one man experiencing the dimensions of God. God can reveal himself to a group of people, to a territory, and men can see him. He said, Lord, even devils, we are what? Subject to us in your name. Every one of them testify. And you will understand with me that all of them are not at the same spiritual plane. Is it not true? Yet they had the same result. That means that whatever it is that Jesus gave them has the same potency. The thought process that should enter your head is that something took place that gave us a universal result. Are you with me? And Jesus began to educate them on the process that brought such result. He told them, and he said unto them, I beheld what? Satan has lightning fall. That means anytime you see a territory in darkness, that there is a principality that held it in darkness. And anytime that principality falls, one of the things you begin to see is that everybody in that territory will begin to experience the same dimension of God. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you are from. It doesn't matter your level in the spirit. It doesn't matter. Now, follow me. Follow me. Give me the next verse. Give me the next verse. He said, notwithstanding. Are you with me? Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. If you are with me, say amen. He said, notwithstanding. That means he's trying to tell them, these things we just spoke about now are good. But beyond the things we spoke about, there are greater things I needed to show you. There are greater things I needed to show you. He said, don't come and rejoice in this. Because as good as this is not where we are going. There are higher things. As good as the manifestations, the healings, the casting of devils are, there are higher things. He said, rejoice not that spirits are made subject unto you, but rather rejoice. Why should they rejoice? Let's read together. One, two, ready, go. I didn't hear you. One, two, ready, go. What is this thing talking about? You may think you know. What is he talking about? What does it mean for their names to be written in heaven? You are answering me intelligently. You are running away from something. What does it mean, rugged, for their name to be written in heaven? Do you know what they told us in church? They said that this thing meant. Do you know what did they teach you that this thing meant in your church? Tell me the truth. What did they? Book of life. Did you see any book of life here? Did you see any book of life? There is no book of life. In fact, I think I need to take you to the book of Revelation. Then you begin to understand some of the things I'm telling you. You will see the scripture specifically tell you about the book of life. These things are powerful. When you understand this thing, you will now know what Jesus is telling them. He's trying to bring them to the same economy that he has. That it is not just that you did something in my name, that heaven has now recognized you. I mean, next time, you might not need my permission. That was why when he finally met them again, they were trying to cast out that small demon. And then they said, we tried, nothing worked. He said, oh, perverse generation. That means he's expecting them to, something has happened. He's expecting them to function. They didn't. They asked him how, why. He told them that this kind cannot come out except by what? Fasting and prayer. I need to show you something. This thing now is not the book of life that you think. Because if it's the book of, these guys are already disciples, are they not? What does it take to be a disciple? Is it not that you have believed on the person? What does it take for you, for your name to be in the book of life? Is it not to believe? What? How can you cast out devil and then they write your name in the book of life? We have not been thinking well. Oh. Is casting devil the qualification to, for your name to be written in the book of life? It's to believe. This thing now, this name now is function. This name now is what? Say function. Let me show you something. Because if I don't show you this thing, you won't believe. Revelation chapter 21 verse 10. Project it. Revelation chapter 21 verse 10. Touch your neighbor. Touch him. Touch him. Jesus is passing by and you are sleeping. Try. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Watch it. He said, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Verse 11. Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Next verse. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels. And what? You are not with me. And what? How many are we here? Let all of us read it together. 1, 2, ready, go. And what? Touch this. Let's read it together. And what? We are many here. If all of us say it, it will sound. I will hear it. And what? We can do better. And what? Of who? This is a particular place in heaven. A particular place in heaven that has the names of certain people. Are you with me? Are you not getting the point? There are locations in heaven where people's names are. Now, yeah, if you are born again as a believer, that one is fundamental. I'm not disputing the fact that your name is in the book of life. Is your name in the book of life? That's not the issue here. This one is function. Anytime you hear this one, it differentiates one man from another. And I need to tell you, that even for Jesus that got his own, there is a process that gave him the name. The scripture spoke about this city. This city. He said that he has gates. And on the gates are the names of certain people. You know what is a gate now? Oh. Where can I go? What can I say now to help you? Do you know what is a gate? Where does a man of authority sit? In the spirit, that place is called a gate. Huh? So every name has a gate. Every name has what? A gate. Every name has a gate. That means there is a possibility in God that this man has become custodians of. If you want to enter those possibilities, what you need to do is to encounter those men. They have become gates to those things. Are you with me? Look at people like Benihin. When you see Benihim, it will seem as if it is Holy Spirit working. Millions of believers got to know the person of the Holy Spirit simply because of a man. He is a gate. To deny encountering him is to be bereft of that experience. Do you know the implication of these names? There is no other, any man that wants to encounter God in these dimensions that these men have become systems and custodians of in the spirit, have to encounter their names. Their names. And when you bring their names in this, demons respect, even God respects their name. Names. He said, rejoice not that devils are cast out, but you have names now. It is here that we traveled and we saw that these are the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. You can think it's just 12 tribes of... Check the next verse. The next verse. The next verse. Check. 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 So that you see. Verse 13. He now said, on the east 3 gates, and on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. Continue. Verse 14. And on the wall of the city, had 12 foundations, and in them what? Look at it. And in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Where are these names? In the book of life. There are many places your name need to be, you know. That's what I'm trying to say. If your name is in the book of life, one, then there are many other places your name need to be in. And the places that your name are will determine the function that we have upon the face of the earth. Are you with me? So these men began to function because their name is somewhere. Where is your name? Where is your name?
Simon Dabrata Bahasakata. Zembreto Boko Sataparata Hatas. Acts chapter 19. Let me round up so we pray.
For me, Acts chapter 19.
Turn to the book of Acts chapter 19.
Verse 12.
If you are there, say amen. How many of us are there? If you are there, say amen. I need more of us to be there. If you are there, say amen. The people here, if you are there, say amen. The scripture said in verse 12, so that from his body, this is talking about Paul, we are brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirit went, verse 12, and the evil spirits went out of them. Continue. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. Continue. And there were 7 sons of one Sceva, a Jew and chief of the priests, which did so.
Do you know what this place is saying? These are pastor's children, no? This thing. Are you not a pastor's? It's pastor's children. We are in the same shoe. It was when I was in my father's house and a witch came and tidied me. That's when I knew to be a pastor's child doesn't exempt you from anything. Yes, I'm a pastor's child. To be a pastor's child does not... If you carry this, your Bible, and put it on your head and sleep, witches will collect it, keep one side and deal with you. I woke up and I was like somebody they use. Has it not happened to you? Like they use razor blade and design your body. When you want to take your bath, your body will be peppering you. These witches, they dealt with you. How many of you came to a place and you were sound and you slept, you woke up so tired, like somebody they used wood like this, 2x2, and beat you up. Your joints are paining everywhere. Has it happened to you before? Has it happened to you? You sat on a traffic. It has happened to many more people. They don't want to raise their hand. Your function is closed. One of the ways to prosper fast in God is to be sincere. Once you see somebody that is not sincere, he's somebody that his journey is very far in God. Are you with me? Once you see people like Peter, he will tell you, help my unbelief. He knows he doesn't have it. You don't have it, you are pretending. You will stay there now. Do you know the implication of staying there when you know you don't have it and you continue pretending without being sincere? Very soon, the children that you train will come back and be offering you that same thing. Because you were insincere to admit in the days that God brought help to you, to admit you need help, that I'm insufficient in this dimension. And it so happens that the workings of the Holy Ghost can never be manifest in a man's life that have not recognized his insufficiency. Now, these are the sons of pastors. Is your father a pastor? How did I know? Your father he does not exempt you from this. In fact, your father being a pastor marks you out. So they say, my father is a pastor. Demon, come on. And this, from the way the scripture described them, it seems as if they are professionals. I met a guy that is a professional in casting demon. He doesn't have prayer life, he doesn't have anything, but he likes casting devils. Are they not here in Asaba? All these break pots and all those bring coconut, that's them. They are professional exorcists. That's their job. Some of them are not born again. They are doing warfare. How now? They don't have the Holy Ghost. How? Are you not seeing the problem here? They are professionals. Until you meet a certain demon that represents a territorial altar. I need you to know that it's not all demonized cases that is normal. There are demons that, for example, those days if we go for rugged, one of the things we search out for is to search out for a particular case that is holding the key to the territory. Once you deal with that case, the territory opens up. Yes. Even if you are sent to do ministry, there is one thing you must deal with in that territory. If you don't deal with it, that thing will sit upon all the activities you are doing. Have you not heard in the book of Revelation chapter 2, there was a church, the church at, is it not Pergamos or Thyatira? He said that where you are sitting is the headquarters of Satan. Have you not heard it? Satan put his throne there. No matter what you are doing, Satan will sit upon it. Nothing will be working. You will preach. You will tell people, don't do this, don't do it. They will still do it because that place is the headquarters of Satan. You will advise somebody, give him money, give him everything. They will meet pastor like this, tell pastor their problem. Pastor will cancel them, give them money. They will use it to do bed Niger. The reason is because the place is what? Headquarters of Satan. And the only civilization that is born out of that place is the civilization coming from the prominent throne in the territory. It so happens that Satan is the one sitting on it. So they want to cast out this, the ruling prince of the territory. Go to the next verse. And there were seven sons. Go to the next verse. And the evil spirit answered and said. The evil spirit what? Answered and said. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? Are you getting? Look at this scripture now. Because if I start teaching this thing, some people will be saying, we have the name of Jesus. That is true. Because that is the circumference of all kingdom authority. But this scripture is trying to also buttress to us that certain men have functions that accrues to their name. If it is only Jesus that was mentioned here, we can assume that it is true. But they mention Jesus, and in the same breath, they mention who? Paul. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Amen. They mention Paul. They say, Jesus I know. Paul I know. You, who are you? Give me volume. Let's fly. Say, man, who are you? That is what is recognized in the spirit. You can't do more than you have. You can't extend yourself. And I tell you the truth in God, I lie not. The realm of the spirit does not respect your opposition. You have to have stature and name, competent, concurrent with the assignment that you are given. Many things will come around your path, and people will assume your position automatically gives you the capacity to take care of them. Only for them to find out you are just a normal human being. We saw it. You know? Don't allow your position to be bigger than your stature. I don't know why I'm saying this. But the truth is that we saw it in campus days. Many fellowship presidents, when we left campus, after 5 years, we didn't see them again. And we began to ask, is it not true? Those fellowship presidents, you know, where are they? Was I a fellowship president? Because they assume that that position accords them spiritual rank and name. These are the sons of pastors. They assume that because of the position that they have in the ecclesiastical order, that he has now conferred them a name in the spirit to do transaction. A young choir master came and met a demonized person and was casting the demon. The demon said, oh, even you too. If others are casting demon, even you too. The demon is inside the lady. Use backhand like this. Wah! Slap the... I don't know what to... He slapped out of the guy. His mouth fell like this. And blood were coming out. Blood was coming out. Since that day, he has never attempted to cast out devils again. Because he thought casting devils is the one you can be doing immorality. Because I saw him somewhere. He is drinking alcohol. He is doing immorality. He is taking this one. And then he wants to go and cast. They asked him, even you too. I said, I know Paul. I know Jesus. Who are you? Who are you? Touch your neighbor. Say, who are you? Who are you? Sister, who are you? What we seek are men that have names.
Increase my.
What we need are people that have names. The job that God needs to deliver in our generation will be done very quick. It is obvious by the things that we see in the body of Christ. 1,000 men will fill a church. None of them have names in the spirit. And without those names, there is no function. I think the greatest thing that we need in the body of Christ is for God to organize many naming ceremonies for us. Men everywhere without names. They spoke about a village. A young man came and met me where we were meeting. They said that since the great grandmother died, that nobody had, they didn't name him. Because the great-grandmother is the one that names people in their family. And since that time, he didn't have a name. There was nobody to name him.
That is the testimony of many believers. They have not attended many naming ceremonies. And since they were born again, they are operating without names. Many things they could have done for God and done for Jesus, they were not able to do it because they don't have names. You are playing your family, and the bondage that has your family down is still holding you down. You don't have a name. You don't have a name. When you have a name, the others in your family, they will know. I went to preach in my village some years ago, and when I finished, a young man met me and said he saw me in a vision. And in that vision, what he saw is that what held people down, it was a python. That python came and he was trying to hold him down. He said, suddenly I appeared and I killed the python. How can a man be suffering something in your village and you are the one that appeared? It means that you have a name in the spirit. What is your name? Ask your neighbor, what is your name? The time that believers dwell and stay without names have gone. Your destiny and function is lagging behind because there are no names. You have not participated in naming ceremonies where men are accorded the capacity, the functionality that precipitates their destiny. You live without that function. And then the burden is upon our generation. God is seeking to manifest. There are dominion thrones, places that the kingdom need to see it. But there are men without names. And God cries. How many? What is your name? Say, Paul, I know. You, who are you? Who are you? I know Paul. I know Jesus. You, who are you? Somebody appeared in me. I'm telling you what it means to have a name. I was doing youth service, and after 72 days fast, when I went to my family house, I used to pray in the night. I was the prayer secretary. I appeared one night and I said, I'm in charge of this territory. As soon as I said it, a being appeared instantly in the night by 3 a.m. And when he appeared, I almost died. It was that night I knew I didn't have anything. The only thing I remember was Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. All the Bible I know, Victor, all the Bible I know disappeared. All the scripture I know disappeared. Because the question that was asked is the question of name. The authority that you have in the spirit. That was the question that was asked. I was trying to do business in heavenly places. I said I was in charge. And then the spirits that were in charge began to ask questions. And when they asked me questions, I couldn't answer. How many questions has been asked in your family and there is no man to answer? Darkness continued. Demons continued. There is no man to answer. For how long will you stay like that? And nobody will answer to Satan. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? If you have a name, there are things that will stop because of your name. If you have a name, there are possibilities that will open up because of your name. If you have a name, there are functions, there are things that will come out because of your name. There are realities that will be bettered in your generation, in your family, in this territory because of your name. How many of you have a name in the spirit? Are you not tired of living a Christian life that lacks the capacity, the functionality to bring the time of God? Oh my God. Ayilele. Oh. Ay 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 ay. Ebenezer. Ay 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 ay. Ebenezer, my Abascom. Ay, 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 ay. Ebenezer. Ay, 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 ay.
Ebenezer, my help has come.
I'm looking for desperate men. You are tired of operating like this. You need to have something with God. Do you know how many destinies that depends on the business you can do with God? They will never enter into their calling and ordination until you open a vista for them. You open a window for them. The scripture said that since the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God is preached and men presses. Men presses. It means that when John preaches, there is an opportunity for men to enter into the dimensions of the kingdom. The man is carrying a possibility. Since the day of John, the name of John punctuated seasons in God's oppression. What is your name? What is your name?
Hi, oh, oh, hi, Ebenezer, 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 my help has come.
You need to cry out to God today. A ceremony must be organized for me. A ceremony. It was Peter that testified that the outpouring of the Spirit that came on the day of Pentecost was a testimony to the fact that there was a ceremony in heaven. Are you with me? When the Spirit is poured from heaven, it's a proof that a ceremony is being organized in heaven. Anytime the Spirit is poured, anytime the Spirit is poured, a ceremony is organized. Men with names, men with names.
When you are here, 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 when you are here. When you are here, 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 when you are here.
Cry out to God. I need a name. Let the ceremony be organized for me.
When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, find a neighbor tutu. Cry out to God. You must have a name today. The one your village will recognize. Your church will recognize it. Your territory, your family will recognize it. Demons, our generation will know that something came on you today. Let today be that day that that thing came. Let today be that day. Let today be that day. Kayata takash. Kayaya kosala. Let today be that day. Let it be that day, that day, that day. Ayakoata lata.
You are praying. Oh!
When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here.
Sade kabara satapola kabo tatatata katatatatate iato kabatoatata kaita batoatatata kabatatia tatatata tata tata kabatoatate ia kabatatata. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Sister, who are you? It's a question from Zion. Who are you? Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Man of God, who are you? The territory has not recognized you. Stand today. Let the ceremony be organized for me. I cannot be operating without a name. My functionality will be limited. I know what God called me to do. There's something, a ceremony, a ceremony.
When you are here, 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 when you are here,
cry out!
When you are here, when you are here, when you are here. When you are here, when you are here.
Swaledes kabaya, birile dabakwa talabana, ambere kote sesele baria.
Aye, oh,
sabakwa takabanata, kabaria tata, kabatua tata kabatate. Ayata takwata kapata tata iya patata tata 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 iya tata 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 kapata mata tata tata kapata dua iya patata tata kapata tia iya bakuwa kata kapata iya ka iya ka iya ka akabamba patua tata iya tata 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 iya kuata ya iya kuata ya iya tatua de iya kamota kuanda kuanda kapata ka kapangwa toko bande de kuate tete aya ya ya kaka kata kapata tuata na manta baba bantia aida pepe netele tepe deto zuata zuata akapena dia tele la patata ta 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 ta. Somebody pray. God, oh my God, Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Aya katwa sakwa barata da 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 barata da 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 kata da 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 kata dia da 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 aparata pata da 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 raba bamba pata da 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 ya kata da 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 Somebody pray, pray. Satabade, aika bata manatoa, baba banda brata baba po, rapata baba baba mama natia, aya to to to, to 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 to, rapata bata 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 bata. Abata da 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 te iya babanda brata da 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 rabato rabato rabata da 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 to to to. Tuata ta 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 kapata ta 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 aya bakuwa te 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 beneto abapa papa 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 rata bata da 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 te aika panato babo.
Listen to me. Come closer. Come to the middle like this. If you are sitting, stand. Come to the middle. Come closer. Come closer. Come, come, come. We are going to pray one more time. Hold the hands of the person near to you. If you're outside, come inside. Hold hands, hold hands. Come closer. Come closer now. Ask God for a drastic shift in your life. You cannot stay for 12 hours. Deny flesh, deny sleep. Without something drastic. Then it's religion. If you know you are not here, Paul said, if we still do this thing to please men, then we don't understand our calling. You are interested in God, forget about your neighbor. When things work out for you, your life and destiny, it's possible you won't see your neighbor that time. What you need is to settle this thing yourself first. I want you to hold the hands of that your neighbor. We have 3 minutes. Pray like you have never prayed before this night. Let me tell you the reason why. When you are getting to a point like this, that is when every single thing you are doing will come together. You are like telling God that we have finally come to a point where something will break forth for me. See, when something breaks forth from your spirit, you know. There is no way you won't know. It's tangible. Have something broken forth from your spirit before? It's tangible, you will know. Somebody like Jesus will say that he rejoiced in the spirit. I want you to pray in the name of Jesus Christ and tell God, something tangible as a proof of staying in your presence. Something.
I am the president of the world. Samaranama Sibrete Boroso Sonaba Brente Boko Momoso Sanamante Abrete Penete Rebrento Copranabada Sanyanda Breto Boboko Sosanaman Abreto Boboko Monanto Desa Salali Abre Comai Comail 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 Shatapa Prata Pata Cambrete Benete Abrata papa babagua.
Paye kona kesika.
In Jesus' name, listen to me.
Amen.
Listen to me. There are people here. You did warfare. You actually encountered a principality in your spiritual engagements. The resultant effect is that you got injured. The proof of your injury is that there is a recurring sickness you have. If you are the one, come, let me pray for you. Quickly. Come, let me pray for you. Come, let me pray for you. Come, let me pray for you. Quickly, come, let me pray for you. Come, let me pray for you. Be fast, be fast, be fast. Come, let me pray for you. You sustained injury, a spiritual injury. Sombrata bahataka. Just kneel down, let me pray for you. Every other person, be praying, be praying, be praying. Sonamanta braka pota. Ambreto bakota sosanabadi. The Lord just told me it's remaining one person. There is actually the person I'm talking about. The person I'm talking about knows I'm talking about him. Be fast. You did business and you were injured. I will pray for you and that arrow will be removed. The five of you just be praying. The rest be in the spirit. Be praying small small. Sonamanta Babraka God is raising ladies that have the capacity to sit at the gates. Deborahs, not spiritual feminists. So people that actually have capacity in the spirit, ladies. If you're a lady, just take your right hand or left hand. You see this way this lady is holding her hand. But your right hand now. Your right hand now. Yes. Take it and put her on your tummy. Every lady, 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 every lady. Ladies, pray so that your wombs will open. Pray so that deposits will enter. Pray so that capacities will unlock. Pray, pray. When you pray, it will land on you. It will be very strong. It will be very strong. It will be very strong. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. There are seven of you, especially seven of you. Seven of you. Seven of you. Seven of you specially. Holy Ghost, help me and find them. 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 By power, by power, by power, by power, by power, by power, by power. Help me and find them. Help me and find them. Help me and find them. Holy Ghost. Usher, help me and bring them. If they're up to seven, tell me. Rooms so open. Deposits by fire, 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 by fire. Holy Ghost. Make sure you are holding your womb. It's coming on you now. It's coming on you. It's coming on you. 1, 2, 3. Take it, 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 take it.
Listen to me. If you are a young man, raise your hand. There are three evangelists. The sign is that you begin to see strange manifestation of God through your life. I'm telling you, the miraculous, the convicting power, it will almost be impossible that you will talk to somebody that will not turn to Jesus. If it will take the prophetic, you will have it. If we take the miraculous, you have it. There are three people as a sign. Three young men. Bring them for me. By power. Holy Ghost, help me and find them. Holy Ghost, help me and find them. By power. In Jesus' name. Listen to me now. You are a young man. Raise your hand. Why are you not raising your... Raise your hand. Close your eyes. Focus on Jesus. Father, by your hand, help me and identify the person. Help me and identify the person. By power. From my left to right. From my front to back. We are the remaining people. Help me, Holy Ghost. 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 By power. We are the young evangelists. We are them, Holy Ghost. 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 It's coming now, strong. It's coming. It's coming. It's too strong. 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 In Jesus' name. Can you be quiet? Try. I'm still looking for the remaining young men. Help me, Holy Spirit. By power, help me. By power, help me. Help me. From my left to my right. Just close your eyes. From my front to my back, help me. Help me, help me. Help me. Help me. Put your hands strong. 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 Put your hands stronger. 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 In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, help me and find the person. If you can be quiet, be quiet. If you can, if you can. If you can, if you can. 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 Help me and find the person, Holy Ghost. Help me and find. Help me and find. From this place I'm standing to the back. Help me and find. Help me and find the person. Put your hands stronger, Holy Ghost. Put your hands stronger, Holy Ghost. From the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. From the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. From the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. From the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. Put your hands stronger. By power, put your hands stronger. Put your hands stronger. Put your hands stronger. Put your hands stronger, Holy Ghost. 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 By power. By power. By power. By power. That's it. It's coming. It's coming. It's too strong. 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 It will come with a testimony. It will come with a proof. It will come with power. It will come with activations.
Just lift up your hands. There are two sets of people that God will activate their functionality in the prophetic and in the healing ministry. If you're already working on it, the grace will intensify stronger. God will add rank for you. There is always a growth in a direction. We are the prophets, Holy Ghost. The ones that will see. The ones that will speak. The ones that will see. The ones that will hear. The ones that will prophesy. Let the eyes burn. Let the ears open. Let the mouth open. Let it 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 open. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, activate now, activate, 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 activate. Activate, 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 activate. Be quiet in Jesus' name. I will just count to seven. And the prophetic will break out amongst us. One. Holy Ghost, move. Two. Move now, move. Three, move. Four, move. Five. Six. That's it. Holy Ghost. 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 Put your hands stronger. 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 Stronger, Holy Ghost! There are people I'm looking for here. Holy Ghost, help me and find them. 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 Let the prophetic break open. Let it break open. Break open. Break open. Break open. Break open. Break open. It's coming stronger now. It's coming stronger. 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 Stronger, Holy Ghost. Stronger, Holy Ghost. Thank you.
The river of the prophetic is flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing, it's still 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 flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing, it's flowing. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, there is somebody, your ear is burning. Your ear is burning. Bring that lady for me. In Jesus' name, just lift up your two hands. I will pray, and the healing anointing will be activated in your life. You will feel it. Some of you will fall under power. Some of you will feel your hands burn. Some of you it will shake. If you feel your hands burn or shake, just come out. I will lay hands on you. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be activations. Let there be activations. Let there be activations. At the count of seven, the healing anointing, the healing anointing. Let there be activations. Now, 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 now. One, two. In fact, as I'm speaking, there is somebody, your own is not just the anointing. There is a healing angel that is sent to you. That angel will be telling you how to minister to specific cases. He will just tell you what to do. Whether you understand it or not, once you do it, you will have the result. The activation is coming now. It's already here. Two, three, four, by power, five, six, seven. Take it now. Take it. 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 That's it. If your hand is, if you notice this thing I said, just come out quickly. Let me put my hands upon you. In the name of Jesus.